San Francisco sues Kraft Heinz, other food giants over ultra-processed products. Dive brief. San Francisco's city attorney filed the first government lawsuit against makers of ultra-processed foods, claiming giants including Kraft Heinz and Coca-Cola knowingly marketed products that put consumers' health at risk. The suit, filed Tuesday in San Francisco Superior Court, argues 10 of the largest packaged food manufacturers engineered a public health crisis that has burdened the city with the cost of treating conditions such as diabetes and heart disease. The lawsuit aims to end or lessen companies' deceptive marketing and force them to pay damages to offset government healthcare costs. Companies named in the complaint include Kraft Heinz, Mondelez International, Post Holdings, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, General Mills, Nestle USA, Kellogg, Mars Incorporated, and Conagra Brands. Dive Insight. The first-of-its-kind lawsuit makes a similar argument to litigation against tobacco and opioid manufacturers, which has led to settlements worth hundreds of billions of dollars during the past three decades. However, the case against ultra-processed foods will likely be more complicated. There's no universally accepted definition of the term, which can include offerings ranging from potato chips and sodas to items perceived as healthier like granola bars and yogurts. Ultra-processed foods generally refer to products that undergo industrial manufacturing and are made with ingredients not typically found in a home kitchen. While California became the first state to define the term as part of a ban on ultra-processed foods in schools, major details remain unclear, including which types of products would be subject to restrictions. The FDA is also exploring how to define ultra-processed foods, though it is still early in the process. However, as consumer momentum builds, it could accelerate efforts after placing pressure on companies to remove artificial dyes. In August, a judge dismissed a lawsuit from a 19-year-old consumer who claimed ultra-processed foods led to his type 2 diabetes. The court ruled he failed to list specific products that caused his illness. More broadly, San Francisco's lawsuit also underscores how the Make America Healthy Again movement is becoming increasingly bipartisan, with consumers' concerns around processed ingredients extending across party lines. Recent surveys show Americans want to avoid ultra-processed foods, but we are inundated by them, San Francisco City Attorney David Chu said in a statement. These companies engineered a public health crisis, they profited handsomely, and now they need to take responsibility for the harm they have caused. Beyond financial damages, the lawsuit asks a judge to require food companies to ameliorate the effects of their prior false marketing. This could include consumer education on the risks of ultra-processed foods or subsidies for real food in low-income and other communities disproportionately harmed by the prevalence of ultra-processed foods. Multiple states have moved to either ban certain ingredients or require warning labels, requiring companies to undergo complex and expensive packaging or reformulation changes. Food companies have also become louder in their pushback against the patchwork of state regulations, forming a new lobbying initiative to advocate for a single national standard.